Well, I hope for our mining audience on Mining HQ, they can pick up some tips from you along the way, and maybe they might aspire to, you know, get into management roles, or people listening at the moment could be in those management roles. Now, you're certified in conversational intelligence. I'm curious to know what that's about.
Okay. It was a fantastic, I first read a fantastic book called Conversational Intelligence by a woman called Judith E. Glasser. And I read that book in 2016 and then had a look at her on the website and was just absolutely determined that I was going to go on one of her courses. I decided ultimately to do the full certification. Now that was an 18-month program globally, and we were broken. There were about 2,000 people on the course. We were broken up into groups. And it's based on neuroscience, but it really is, if you like, understanding what triggers you, understanding what triggers other people, understanding how to communicate, and if you like, at times, take the heat out of conversations and deal in a way that respects other people, but also engages them. And she had a very simple little model, which she used to call conversational essentials. And there are some real, just very quickly, 7 points that she put forward. One, in any conversation, always be open to influence. Most of all, be open to changing your mind. The second is always create an atmosphere where you're priming for trust. So you're transparent, you're building the relationship between you and the person you're having the conversation with. You're looking to understand what the other person's coming from. You're putting yourself in their shoes. And if there is some success that comes out of the discussion, you share that success. It's not all about you. And finally, you always tell the truth. The next thing is always ask questions for which you don't have an answer. Now, what the hell does that mean? What you're looking at is to ask somebody to share something with you and discover where they're coming from. So the classic question is, if somebody has done something, say, tell me about it. Why did that happen? Rather than become you thinking that you know why somebody did something. Listen to connect. Don't judge or reject. Sustain some conversational agility. So know when to put yourself at the right level and talk in the right language with people so you can talk sideways, downwards, and upwards. And finally, what she called is always check. She calls it double clicking, but always check that you actually understand what the other person said. So I loved it. It was a fantastic program, and I was able to do a project with some executives within Boral that helped me develop the final program that I've written a book on called Emerging Leaders. But there's one other book I would love to point out, because a lot of your people will have no interest, if you like, in getting into neuroscience. But there is a book called Crucial Conversations, and it's Tools for Talking When the Stakes Are High. Just Google it, Crucial Conversations. It's the best book on how to have those really difficult conversations that I've ever read. Worth reading.